Okay. Good evening, everybody. This week's Sefer Parshas Vayechi, which concludes Sefer Bereishis, the Torah presents what's known as the Birchas Yaakov, the blessings which Yaakov Avinu bestowed upon his 12 children. But actually, if you look carefully at the Psukim, the first three, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, don't exactly seem to get brachas. They're criticized. And there's a lot of literature about that and so on, why Yaakov was annoyed with them and so on. And he couldn't find any words of bracha, but I just want to focus for a moment on what it says about Shimon and Levi, because they're grouped together in Perek Mem Tes of Bereishis, of course, Pasuk Hey, Shimon and Levi Achim, Klei Chomos Mechero Sehem. Shimon and Levi are, it translates here, comrades, okay, brothers in arms, comrades. Their weaponry is a stolen craft, okay, that's a different discussion what that means. But Rashi, on this Pasuk here, Shimon and Levi Achim, Rashi, Be'etza Achaz, they were together in one plot, Al Shem, in terms of the Maisa with Shem, killing all the people from the city, and Al Yosef. They were also the ones who plotted against Yosef. Now, Shem, we understand that the Shem, the Psukim identified that it was Shimon and Levi who went into Shem. But where do we see that they were involved any more than anybody else in the sale of Yosef, right? So Rashi points to the Pasuk earlier in the Torah in Perek Lamed Zion. Back when the story first happened, Parshas Vayeshev, in Perek Lamed Zion, Psukim Yud Ches and Yud Tes, there the Torah says, "Vayirosom Erachok." When Yosef was approaching the brothers, right out in the middle of nowhere there, "Uvaterem Yikav Aleim Aisnaklo Oso LaHamiso." Before he approached them, they were plotting against him to kill him. And it says in Pasuk Yud Tes, "Vayomru Ish El Achiv." One said to the other. Okay, one brother said to the other, "Remember, Ish El Achiv." Now, the Pasha Pshat, they said to one another, to each other. They were all talking, but Ish El Achiv was a single. One said to his brother, "Hinei Baal HaChalomos HaLazeba." This dreamer, this guy has all these dreams that bothers, he's approaching. So it says, Ish El Achiv. Okay, now we don't necessarily know who the Ish and who they are, right? There are no names given. So again, getting back to the Rashi and our Sedra here in Vayechi. So Rashi says, "Vayomer Ish El Achiv," etc. And the other pasuk is pasuk Chof. It says, "Va'atol lechu v'nahar gehu." Let's kill him. "V'ashlicho ba'achar aboros." I'll throw him into one of the pits here. "Vayom v'amarnu chayarach alasu v'nir ma'yur chalmosav." Right. That's all part of the. That's all part of the plot. But again, it doesn't say who said it. So Rashi comments here in Vayechi, since it says ish achim mihem, who were they? Who were the two brothers that plotted against Yosef? So. In Toma, Reuven, say Reuven, well, Reuven wasn't there. Remember, because Reuven had gone back, Reuven was there, but he was not part of the plan to kill him, because Reuven was the one who spoke up and said, "Don't kill him," right? I mean, and then he left, right? So later on, he was sold. But at that point, Reuven was spoke against it. What about Yehuda? Harelo Hiskima Barigaso. Yehuda, at the end, said, "Listen, we can make a profit. Let's sell him." So among those brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, who are the oldest of the brothers, so Reuven said, "Well, we can't do it, you know, and I'm going to bring him back to his father." He didn't say it, but he hadn't said he's going to bring him back to his father. Yehuda said, he didn't want to kill him either. He also wanted to sell him. So who plotted against Yosef to kill him? So that's left. The Yishal Achiv, says Rashi, Shimon and Levi. All right, what do you mean? What are the other brothers? So Rashi says, "Im Tomar Bnei Hashfachos," right, the sons of Bila and Zilpah, let's say Don, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. There were other brothers. So why is Shimon and Levi the only ones left? Okay, so Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. So Reuben and Yehuda out of the picture, leave Shimon and Levi. But they are the other brothers, right? So it can't be, because Harelo Haisus Sin Osan Shlemo. They didn't have so much against Yosef like the other brothers. The sons of the Shvachos, okay, Bil and Zilpah, Don, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher, they didn't have so much against Yosef. Why? Shenemar, who nar has been a vilav has been a zilpa. Okay, in that same parsha in Vayeshev, in the beginning of the Perek Lamed Zion, so it says, right about Yosef, who nar has been a vilav has been a zilpa, and the Shei Aviv. Okay, what exactly does that mean? He says he was a youth with the sons of Bila and with the sons of Zilpa. So Rashi there, it's been a Bila. Klomar, Rogil, Eitzel, Benevilov, Echov, Vazin, O son, Rehupe, Karvan. that the other brothers kind of belittled or degraded a little bit the ones who weren't really, Rachel and Leah were the primary wives, so the children of the sort of secondary wives, Bill and Zilpah, were being berated, and Yosef was Makari, Yosef was friendly to them. So probably they weren't interested in harming him either, so that was in killing him. So now we've eliminated pretty much, and Binyamin wasn't there, Binyamin was back home, so we've eliminated everybody but Shimon and Levi, right? So, but one second, what about Yisachar and Zvulun? They were still there. So now here's the point for this evening's discussion. Rashi says, Yisachar and Zvulun, lo hayu medabrim bifnei achayim hagedolim mehem. They were younger. Yisachar and Zvulun were younger. They wouldn't have proposed such a thing in the presence of their elder brothers. Right? So therefore, says Rashi, al korchach, Shimon v'Levi, heim shekoram aviyem achim. They're the ones that Yaakov is referring to. That's how Yaakov figured out. Shimon v'Levi were the ones who plotted to kill Yosef. Okay. So I don't want to go into so much in terms of the pshat right now, but Rashi tells an interesting thing, and all this is really rooted in the Medrash Tanchuma here in our parasha in those days. So the idea is that the younger brothers, Yisachar and Zvulun, had respect. The older brothers, they would not have been the ones to propose such an idea in the presence of their older brothers. So we do have a din, I'd like to talk about this evening, that there is a sense of covet that the younger brothers have to have for older brothers. Okay, what's that? Yes, so the Pasuk says, we know in the Aseret HaDibra, huh? Yeah, that's the Gol HaBayis, that's the whole family, but not necessarily the brother. But we do have Gemara, which is Darshan the Pasuk's in the Aseret HaDibros, right? Shmos Parakal Pasuk HaBayis, Kabeit Es Avicha Ve'es Imecha. So the Gemara in Ksubis, on the Kuf Gimel Amin Aleph, Kuf Gimel Aleph and Ksubis, Gemara says, Visanya, Kabeit Es Avicha Ve'es Imecha. So the Gemara has drushes. Avicha means father, Imecha means mother. So Gemara says, Es Avicha, Zu Eshes Avicha. Es Avicha, it comes to Marbe, the wife of your father. May not be your mother, right? The later marriage or the divorce or the mother died and the father remarried. So then there's a din of Es Avicha, the rabbos, Eshes Avicha, the wife of your father, even though it may not be your mother. And the Es Imecha, the way around, Zubao Imecha, right? The wife, the mother, rather. The mother married another man. Again, either it was a divorce or the first husband died or whatever. So there's an obligation to honor them also. And then, Vav Yisera, it says, Kabeit Es Avicha, V Es Imecha, the Vav Yisera. The extra Vav is Lerabos Es Achicha Agadol. Okay, that comes from Marbe, the one's older brother. Okay, that's what it says. The Vav Yisera is Marbe, the older brother. Rashi comments, Vav Yisera, de ve'esimecha. It says, Kabeit Es Avicha, ve'esimecha. So from here, we have a din that, in fact, one is required to show a sense of covet and reverence for an older brother. And this din, the Gemara Ksubas, I said, Kuf Gemor Aleph, and it appears in the Rambam, in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Vav. Hilchos Mamrim, strangely enough, is where the Rambam discusses Kibbut Avayim in the sixth Perek. That's the discussion of why he put it over there, Hilchos Mamrim. It was not for right now, but in any event, the Rambam says, I'll read it, trying to find it, Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes, Halacha Tes Vav, the Rambam writes, okay, Chayav Odom L'chabed Es Eishes, Aviv Afo Pisha Eino Imo, and so on, and V'chein L'chabed Baal Imo Kozman Shei, you know, and so on. Achar Misa, they don't even have to, that's a different issue. Not for tonight. Umidivrei Sofrim is the Rambam. Sheyia Odom Chayav Bichvod Achiv Hagadol Kichvod Aviv. That's the language of the Rambam, Perek Vav, Hilchos Mamrim, the end of Halacha Tes Vav. Umidivrei Sofrim, Sheyia Odom Chayav Bichvod Achiv Hagadol, a person has to respect his older brother, Kichvod Aviv, like he has to have respect for his father. Okay, now the Rama, it's interesting, he says Medivrei Sofrim. That's always a loaded phrase. What does he mean by that, Medivrei Sofrim? Often that means from the Sod Rabbanon, or Midrabbanon. Now the Gemara in Ksubas seems to darshan from the Pasuk. We said the extra Vav, which means it's in a higher level of Deraisa, possibly and so on. But the Kesef Mishnah says on that Rambam, he says, even though the Gemara learned it out from the Pasuk, okay. Nonetheless, Ach Gadol Lo Chay Lo Maisinu LaElam Midrasha Devav Lo chashuv kakasim mefurish b'Torah elam adiv yisofrim. He said it's not a mefurish in the Torah. It could still be a din d'oraisa, but it's not mefurish. It's not expressly written in the Torah. It's learned out from an extra letter, you know, that kind of thing. So vav, one extra letter, vav, and there are different levels of these kinds of drushes. So there's a lower level of drusha. It's not considered to be d'oraisa in the same. That's how the Radvaz also writes here. He says, at the end, he says, "Divrei yisofrim she'adam chayv v'chodav v'chavim mashma d'hanach v'divrei Torah ein." So that's a question of what the Rama means by Divrei Sofrim. Does he mean it's Darabanan, or is he telling you, no, it's Doraita, it's just not Mefurish in the Torah? And there's a lot of literature about that in general that one can look into. Okay. I bought the Sefer Charedim. Sefer Charedim is a work on the mitzvahs by one of the Kabbalists of Elezra Kari. So his this edition in Perek Mem Zion in Os Lamed Beis, he has Kabbat Esavich Mecham a Ribu Havav Darshul Rabos Esachicha Gadol. Okay, and he says Karkasavnu and he puts this. This is in a section of he divides very interesting. He divides we mentioned in the past Sefer Haredim divides the mitzvahs into mitzvahs who are done with different parts of the body. This mitzvah is done with your hand, and this mitzvah is done with your foot, this is done with your head, and this is verbal. Yeah, that's his structure of the mitzvah. And he has darbanans also. So he said, this is mitzvahs lo, so the medivere kabbalah, medivere sofrim, hatluis bepeo v'kaneh, with your mouth and your throat, and so on. So that's Perek Mem Zayin of this edition, and it's Oslam at Beis, and he says, kvar kasam lo, my disrabi me es, anything which is included, based on the drasha on the word S, like S avicha v'esimecha, or S Hashem alkecha tira l'rabba salamecha, many drasha have an extra S. He said, that's Avi Daraisa, those are Daraisa. Those are bona fide, full-fledged drushes, and it's a Daraisa, as it was written specifically in the Torah like that. V'chol disrabim mivav, anything which is included based on a drasha with an extra vav, that's the Rabbanan. So the Sefer Charedim says mefurish that we're dealing with the din the Rabbanan. Okay, so this whole din of honoring the brothers is only the Rabbanan. The Gemara has it's a sort of a little connection. It's an extra vav. So they learn out, you know, the Chachamim kind of hang the hat, so to speak, on that drasha, but it's not really a doraisa. The Rambam's lashon is very sofrim. I didn't bring it, but we'll use a sefer word for the Ramban in the beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvahs Shoresh Sheni. We know that the Rambam, when he wrote his Sefer HaMitzvahs, before he listed all the mitzvahs, I say in the Los, I say, he presents 14 rules called the Shoroshim. To indicate or to teach us how he's going to figure out whether to count something as a mitzvah or not to count something as a mitzvah. Right? I mentioned many times, you know, Kriya Shema, we say in the morning and the evening, is that one mitzvah with two parts or two separate mitzvahs? I put on Tzon Shoyah and Tzon Shoro, is that one mitzvah with two parts or two different mitzvahs? I have to Sukkot, I have to take a Lulav and Esuk, Hadas and Rabbah, that's four different mitzvahs, or one mitzvah four, right? So, and other things like that. How do you deal with this possible? What about if you have a mitzvah that's mentioned several times in the Torah, different aspects, they're all wrapped in one? And I'm just giving an exaggerated example. There are 39 different Isurim on Shabbos. I can't write, and I can't plant, and I can't float at all, and I can't sew. Or the one, right, so the Rambam gives you his rules as to how he's going to determine. So one of the rules he gives in Shor Hashem, the second rule, is the things which are learned, not explicitly out, and there's a lot of trouble with this Rambam, but the Rambam tells us that things are not learned directly from the Pasuk, but rather it's derived, it's drushes are not counted in the mitzvahs, are not counted in the minyan mitzvahs. And Ramban and many other mefarshim say, they go to town with that, what do you mean? Or a lot of things like that. So many assume the Rambam doesn't mean it's not a Doraisa. It just means not counted for bookkeeping purposes, not counted as an independent mitzvah. It could still be Doraisa. So, okay, anyway, in the beginning of that discussion, Ramban is Mesupuk, whether this extra vav, this drasha, it's a Gemara. Again, it's an open Gemara. Ksubas Kumul Al, no argument about it. There's no question that it didn't to show honor for an older brother, but again, the Charedim says the Rabban and the Ramban is not sure. The Ramban raises the question. It's certainly a possibility. Okay, it's interesting. This commentary on the tour. Okay, these dinim, the dinim of Kibbutz Av Ha'Eim appear in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Resh Mem of Yoredeya. Okay, there's a whole chapter called Hilchos Kibbutz Av Ha'Eim. So it's Resh Mem. So there, the Ramah in this case, the Dark Emotion. The Ramos comment on the tour. That's the Ramos commentary on the tour. So in Sun Reish Mem, in Os Zion, here it is, Ramos, no, Talon. Ramor writes, Kosovo of Benjamin Zed Summation of Gimel, Shnei Achen Shakotanut, there's a different detail about that, or if the younger brother is more of a Talmud Chacham, that's a different issue. But he writes, oh, here it is. Uvachuas Maharik, he quotes, Uvahasogos Haramban al Sefer Mitzvah Shechiba Haramba, which just mentioned in Shorash Beis, Mashmahod the Chayb, Chabed, all these things, including Achavagado, Hanum Mishum Kibur Aviv. So he says, raise the following question. What is the nature of this din? And the Ramban talks about it, and Ramban brings that side. What is the nature of this din, okay, altogether, of honoring the brother? Is that an extension of Kibbutz of Aim? Or it's an independent obligation? Well, the Rai Starbana, that's one issue. But another issue is, what is the nature of the what is the nature of the obligation? In other words, is that just part of Kibbutz of Aim?
You didn't say that before?
No, you have to have an older brother, yeah. Yeah. The question is, what's the nature of the din? Is it a din that you, that's an independent? One thing it says, the Rai says Rabbanan. With accounts in the Lissimits, that's something else, but still Rabbanan. The Haredim says it's Rabbanan. Rabban seems not to be sure. That's the possibility. And also, again, when the Rambam used the word divrei sofrim, so sometimes a certain inconsistency, so it could still be Doraisa. It's not any proof from there. But anyway, the... I'm just saying, what I'm looking into now is the question of what is the nature of that obligation. Is it an obligation that's sort of an extension of Kibbutz of Ein, or is it its own independent obligation? There is a work written by one of the Rishonim, the Hashbeit, okay, on the work called the Zohar, he called it the Zohar Akira, on Azharis of Shlomo Ibn Gabiro. Just quick background. The Rambam wasn't the only person who wrote a Sefer Mitzvah. Others did also. Okay, when a Sadhu going over to Sefer Mitzvah says about Bahag, question who wrote it, or exactly the author was, the Sefer Halacha Gedolos. Okay, so Rav Shlomo Ibn Gabiro, who was also a medieval Talmud Chacham, a poet, also wrote a Sefer Mitzvah called Azharos. Azharos, the word Azharos, without the Vavim Gematria, is Taryag. So he lists all the mitzvahs in poetic form, which Rabbi Sadhu Gaon did similar. So then people wrote commentaries to explain what they meant, because it's poetic words, you know, just represented this mitzvah, that mitzvah. So in the commentary of the Rashbat on the he called it Zohar Akia, on the Sefer, his name was Rashbat of Shimon ben Tzemach. There were two, actually. There was also another of Shimshon ben Tzadok, who was an Ashkenazi. The Shimon ben Tzadok was a Sfardi. Okay, the Shimshon ben Tzadok was a Talmud of the Marm Rutenbergs, who is a Sefer Tashbeit. He's easily mixed up. Okay, two different people. Anyhow, they happen to have the same acronym, the same initials. But be that as it may, so he wrote this commentary. So the in the Zohar Akia and Oschov Dalid, in Oschov Dalid, he writes as follows: Behine Nisboer. He learns not like the Haredim and not like the Rabban had a Sofik. He learns it definitely in a Torah. However, but in the minyan hamitzvah only counts as one. There's no separate one for father, for mother, for the father's wife, for the mother's husband, and for the older brother. No. Because clearly, this woman whom my father married, or the man that my mother married, it was not my father, what do I have to honor them for? I have nothing to do with them. They didn't raise me. The answer is because it's part of the cover that I have for my father, is that I give cover to the person my father married, even though it's not my mother anymore. She was my mother. It could be much later in life. My father, my mother passed away a long time ago. My father, a cousin, a married woman, you know, much later in life. I didn't grow up with her. I had no connection to her. But there's a din that's part of the honor of my father. I have to honor this woman, too. That's my father, or the mother with the husband, and so on. So that's what goes on. The question is, what if the father and mother died? That's not our issue now. Okay, but he says also, the ribu vav, you say, whom inyan ribu esleif. He said it the same thing. Okay, not like that. That the Haredim suggested, when you have a drasha from the word S, that's a stronger drasha. That's a real. Then this is only Darabana. He didn't say that. It's all Daraisa. Okay, but he says why? Because it's under Kibbutz of Aim. Why? He says Sha'avu mitzta'er kishebno akoton eno mechabed la'achiv hagadol. It's considered an honor to the father. The father wants. Okay, the father wants the younger children to have respect for the older, to respect your elders, right? The younger children to respect his first son, the Bechor, you know. So there's a special relationship the parents have with the oldest child. I'm an oldest child, so I always like these drushes. But, you know, younger children should have respect, but not independently. But because, again, in his language, Sha'avu mitzayer, k'she b'no katan en mechavet lochem agadol. Of course, it's tired to the father. The father doesn't like that. V'kolu mitzachas. Okay? Now, then he raises the question, you know, what about after the father died would still be in effect? But in any event, this is the, and he quotes the Ramban, you know, who gave the reason before that maybe the drasha of the Vav is a weaker drasha, everything he said. But again, what the Rashbat is saying is that this whole drasha or this whole obligation really is an obligation if it's part of the obligation to honor the father, is to honor the oldest brother as well. Okay. Oh, very good. We'll get to that momentarily. Right. Exactly. We'll get to that in a second. I also want to read to you something the Ramban says earlier in his commentary on the Torah in Parshas Vayishlach when Yaakov and Esau get back together. This is in Bereishis Perek Lamed Beis plus a K in the Ramban. Divamas will close somewhere louder than the Esau. Ramban writes, V'da ki Yaakov Rozesh, Yaakov Oseh Le'achiv. Yaakov made this whole thing. He talked to Esau with such flowery language and he gave him presents. So he says, we know why. Bavur ki haminag b'tzoir loseis milo v'kavod el abechor ki ilu hu aviv kasher rimzol on a gamatar the rabbi sachicha gadol. Ramban here in his comment on the chumash says it seems to be deraisa the rabbi sachicha gadol, and that's why the proper thing is for the tzoir, the younger one, to give kavod to the bechor ki ilu hu aviv. Now the language of Ramban does not mean seem like he's saying necessarily that it's part of kibud avim. Right, it's a separate thing. The younger brother has to have respect for the older brother, not like the Rashbat said, because, you know, it makes the father feel better and so on. So that's a question. You know, we have to understand why, or the different suggestions as to why this mitzvah comes up altogether. Is it a separate thing or it's included? The Shitzvah Kumbetzis in Ksubas, okay, Shitzvah Kumbetzis in Ksubas, on that daf, Kuf Kemal Aleph, Dilmaskal Vav Yisera, right? The drush of a chizgaro have like covered the ape navshe below shayach bichlal kibud avayim. Can't really. He says it's got nothing to do with honoring the father or the mother. It's a separate drush. So that's a question. You know, is it kilu hoviv and he's got to honor him for that reason, or is it is it a separate separate obligation? So that's a bit of an open question, different opinions. But now we'll come to your question. What if it's the older brother, but he's not the bechor? Right, the oldest one is a girl, or you know, I got five older brothers, and you know, this one's just a couple years older, and the other one's 11 years older, whatever. You know, there's a big distance, or it doesn't matter the distance, but I'm the fourth one, so I have to respect the third and the second also, or is it just a din of the bechor? That's also an interesting question. Okay, there is a medrash, a collection of midrashim called Medrash Lekach Tov, or sometimes referred to as Aramaic name, the Psikta Zutrusa. I just want to show you. On that pasuk in the Aseres Hadibros in Kabbalah Sevicha Simecha, so his lashon is ve'es, not like we had it in the Gemara. We had it in the Gemara in Ksubas Kuf Gimel Aleph Vav Yisera LeRabba Es Achicha Agadol, and that could leave the question open to any older brother, Lav Dafka the oldest, right? That you're asking, not necessarily the oldest, but the older. However, in the Psikta Zutzah Medrash Lekach Tov, the lashon is ve'es LeRabbos Achicha HaBechor. It's a different girsa. Okay, so according to this Medrash Lekach Tov, it's only the Bechor, it's a special din in the oldest. Okay, now this could be the dispute we said before, whether it's a din in honoring the parent or it's a din independently. So it could be that if you hold it's the Bechor, that parents have a special, I don't want to say affinity, but it's a different, right? The idea of the Bechor is that he's the one who made the parents for the first time, right? They're the one who made them parents. That's only made him a father. That's only made him a mother. So there's a special, different relationship. So therefore, you could argue if it's based upon that, and it's based on kibud av aim, so it applies only to the Bechor. Okay, this is already the third child. So what, the fourth son has to have respect for the third son just because he's a year or two older? No, it's only the Bechor. That's that, Girsa. Okay? What's that? That's a further question. There's a dinner of Bechor, Lirusha, and so on. We'll see. Yeah, right. What if the first boy? That's a question. Further question. We'll discuss momentarily. What if the sister? Right. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll talk a little bit interesting things about this. Now, the Sefer Chassidim in Simon Shin Mem Hei seems to say not like this Medrash Lekach Tov. He says the Yesh Lo Achim Gedolim Mimenu Yechabdeim. Okay, if you have older brothers, that's the language of the Sefer Chassidim in Sun Shin Mem. Hey, he says Vim Yesh V'chein Im Lo V'Yesh Lo Achim Gedolim Mimenu Yechabdeim. If you have older brothers, you have to honor them. It's Lav Dafka the Bechor, at least according to the author of the Sefer Chassidim, Rehuda Chosid. Okay. However, other poskim or later poskim disagree. There's a collection of tshuvas called Charles of Tshuvas Halachos Ketanos. Okay, Yaakov Chagiz. So Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Chav Gimel. Someone asked him your question. This right question. Sheila. The Rabbo Sachicha Gadol. Gadol Mamish. Who Harishon means the first, the eldest. Not this elder, but eldest, the oldest. Shekul on tachtav, ubeinayim shavim. Oh, no, kol ha-gadol mechaver, kodem. No, it has to be the older. That's the question. So he writes, Halachas Gedolos, Mistabra gadol ha-achim shenichnas b'mokom ha-av. It probably means the Bechor, says the Halachas Talas. The oldest, not older, but the oldest. Why? Because he, in a certain sense, thank you very much. Thank you. Because he, so to speak, is almost the takes over for the father. Now he might mean several things, but this could mean in managing the household, the oldest runs the show, and the other children just have a sort of sense of. It's true in many families, you know, the oldest child, so the other children look up and follow their example. In many ways, it turns out like that, or he means. The Bechor will take over for the father. You know, he has a responsibility. Look, we know of cases also that sometimes something happened to the father. He couldn't work, or worse, he passed away. So the oldest brother who had to be the breadwinner, so you have that. But that's the language of the Halachas Kanos. He says, he's the oldest, but it means the oldest and not necessarily older. So if you're the third son, you don't have to have special covered for the second son, etc. Okay, it's only the oldest son. However, similarly, and we'll relate this to our Sedra, the Shus Yaakov, Yaakov Reisha, one of the early Achronim, in one of his tshuvas in Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Vav, he was asked the question, what about the oldest sister? What if the oldest is a sister? Okay? I know my family, my oldest is a daughter, and so the other children defer to her. I mean, less so as adults maybe, but they still do. All right, so the he writes, The Gemara mentioned achicha, but does it mean only brothers, or what about the older sister? That's the question Shlosh Yaakov was asked. So he answers, "Lo yadati ech olav daitcha lahosif ala mitzvah d'oraisa u'drabon adover shaluska klal b'shas." He says, I don't know, I can only go over what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara never mentions sisters. You can't just make up a new thing. Never says it. I have a low Rishon Posik Rishon Rachon. None of the Rishon and Rachon mention it. So I can't make it up, he says. And on the other hand, he has the possibilities. Anyway, that's the main part of his tshuva. And he quotes the Mark Subas, of course. But towards the end, he says also he thinks that the reason he don't do it with his sister is because it has to do with Yerusha. Okay, it has to do with Yerusha. He quotes from Sukkim and so on that it's Mashmash HaYerusha Kavod Gdulos Aviv. You came about, so Sarah calls them. The daughter doesn't inherit the double portion and so on. So it comes, the daughter gets Yerusha if there are no sons. And there are ways to do it if there are sons. You can, but technically speaking, okay, it has to do with Yerusha. So then we don't. We don't count the daughter. And incidentally, by answering that question that way, says the Shlosh Yaakov, would not apply to any older brother other than the oldest. Because you're talking about, especially Yerusha, I mean, Malam Mokom with the father and so on and so forth, that applies to the oldest. And the others get a Yerusha, but he gets a double Yerusha and so on. So based upon that, he agrees to Halachas Tanos that it applies only to the oldest brother and not to the older brothers. Okay, against the Sefer Chassidim. But he asked an interesting question. So if that's the case, now let's come back to the Rashi here in our Parsha Vayechi that we started with. Rashi said, what's the problem with Yisachar and Zvulun? It says Yisachar and Zvulun presumably were not the ones who proposed the execution of Yosef, because the older Shimon and Levi were there, and they wouldn't have talked in front of the older brothers. Why not? It should only, according to this Svara, that only applies to the oldest brothers, only Reuven. So once Reuven was out of the picture, we know that Reuven was not in favor of killing. So, but if it was just Shimon, it was just Shimon and Levi. What do you mean? What does Rashi tell us? And again, it's a Tanchuma. What does Rashi tell? What does the Chazal tell us that Yisachar and Zvulun would not have spoken in the presence of their brothers? Why not? Why not? Let's assume that Shimon and Levi were the ones engineering this plot. Yisachar and Zvulun, so says Shus Yaakov. He sent us this question. He says, Eina mechuyav rak achiv hagadol shu arishon v'lo hasheni. Even though the second one is older than the third one, year-wise, chronologically, he's older. Doesn't matter. Okay, and he said because he's not yours, was of the ain stira. Mehad the pirish Rashi the parshas Vayechi. Don't think there's a stira from this Rashi that our sedra Vayechi al psak Shimon Levi Yisachar and Zvul loy on the pasuk Shimon Levi Akim that Yisachar and Zvul loy v'dabim v'achim agdolim. Okay, he says, because their hesitation was Zelomi Tam covered, not because they owed them any covered. Rak Shalo Levazilsum. Okay, Ladaber Bifne Misha Godomeno. That was just a general respect of your elders. It wasn't helping the din of covered for older brothers. No special din. Just that they were younger, so they would have been more intimidated or, just respect, general respect for someone older. That's all. Okay? That's not because of covered. Raksha Levazosam, others would have been bizarre. It would have been, chutzpah, so to speak, for them to talk. Ludab of Nimishgalomeno. Avalachabe bechod Aviv. Kosher has a Ramah, Turi Days, and Rishrem. Zelo Motzino Shumchiv, Rakdafka, the Echav Hagodol Shemakulam, the Sulo. So not the sister, not the other brother. That's the psak of the Shus Yaakov there, Michelik Aleph, Simon, Ayan Vav. In a later tshuva, Michelik Gimel, Simon, Lamed Gimel, towards the end of the tshuva, the person who wrote in the tshuva quoted his earlier tshuva and said, I think you're right. He agrees with him, and he brings a raya. Okay, bring him a raya. He says, just a moment. I'll find it. Okay, he brought a raya from a Rashi in Shmuel, Sefer Shmuel. Just a moment. I put this marker in the wrong place. All right, I can't find the tshuva now. I don't see it. I don't see the tshuva. I live on the chelik, maybe different chelik. Take my word for it. I can't find it. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. I put the marker on. I said it right before. It's Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Dalad. Right the first time. Chelek Gimel at the end of Siman Lamed Dalad. Okay. Here he quotes. He says, the person he's corresponding with, he said, you sent me a, what I said before. I'll read it again. Mashayishu Alav Mashakasabti Besifri Shus Yaakov Chelek Alav Tzuna Ayin Bov. Just read the rock. Achav Hagadol Mechuyu Lechabe Lo Sharach Achim. Mashpirish Rashi Parsh Vayechi Gabi Sochan Zulun Lo Hel Medav Mipnei Achem Hagadol Hu Rak Mitam Shalav Azosam. Just not to be rude. Okay, the Dav Mipnei Achem Hagadol Avel Lo Shemichu Lechabdo. And he brings a Raya. He said from a Rashi in Sefer Shmuel. Okay, in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. Actually, Shmuel Aleph. The Perek Kof. We're familiar with this Perek because this is where this is Machar Chodesh. After when Shabbos on Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, so Shabbos before we read the story by Omer Leonis and Machar Chodesh. So if you remember, David did not come to the meal with Shaul. Okay, and Saul asked in starting Perk of Zion, Bahi Mochas Hoshin by Pocket Macom Dover, I'm sure the honest son of Beno, Madua Lova Ben Yisha Gam Tolos Gam Hayom Alachem. Why didn't David, it wasn't David Melach, it was David, why didn't David come to the table of the king? Vayan Yahonus Hashon, Nishol Nishal David Udia Beis Lachem. Because he asked if he could return to his family in Beis Lachem, and Perk of Zion, Vayomer, Shalchenok, he Zevach Mishpachal Lono Boyer. We have a family get together in the town. My brother commanded me to come. Thomas says, he asked him permission. All right, Saul got very angry and so on. But Rashi says, my brother commanded, so to speak, or insisted that I come. So that's his brother Eliyahu. Now that the raya, okay, that's the raya that he brought. That it's Dafka, the oldest brother. Eliyahu was the oldest brother. So this other person, right, to Shuzyakov. Shuzyakov answers, okay, thank you for bringing the raya. It's not necessarily the best raya. Okay, and maybe that's Rashi just explaining, you know, it's not a raya. But he said it's a good raya, but it's a siyua, it helps, but it's not really the case because Rashi may have been saying a simple pshat, whatever. But bottom line, our pasuk is not a steer, our drusha, so to speak, is not a steer to this, said the Shusyakov, and therefore he sticks by his position that it's Dafka, the oldest brother, and not any of the older brothers. But again, this is not something that everybody necessarily agrees to. The Chassam Sofer and the Tshuva, Chelik Vav, that's what they call the Kute Tshuvas, Chelik Vav at the beginning of Simon Choftes, Chassam Sofer seems to say that it is older brothers, right? Ki rotzon ha'avos she'chabdu tzi'ireyem gedolehem. He says, not like I said before, even if you assume that it's not a separate mitzvah, but rather it's a part of kibbutz avim, okay, but it applies to all the brothers. The parents want to have structure in a house. Parents want the younger children to revere the older children. So even if you assume it's under kibbutz avim, it applies to all the brothers. That's how he suggests. Chassam Sofer, again, Chelik Vav, Simon Chof Tes, right? And it's under kibbutz avim. Umele buba, the ain no chilek. What he's dealing with there is there a difference if it's a father just from the father's side, but not from the mother's side, or just from the mother, like half brother. We call it the half brother. That's a shot that he's doing over there, Chassam Sofer. But again, for our purposes, Chassam Sofer clearly disagrees with Shus Yaakov and says that it applies to all brothers. Similarly, the Shalos of Tshuvas, Tshuva Me'ava, from Rabbi Elazar Fleckles, who's a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda. So in the second Chelek, at the end of Simon Shin Ayin, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, I guess I forgot to read this, this din appears in the Shulchan Aruch. I should have read it earlier. Okay, we should just be aware. Okay, I read from the Ramos comment on the tour. But it's in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reish Mem, Sichot Bei. It doesn't address our issue. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch does say, Chayv Adam b'chvod achi hagado, bein shu echa me'aviv, bein shu achi me'aviv, bein shu achi me'imo. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch paskin is halacha l'maisa. That a person is obligated to have respect for the older brother, whether it's the older brother from the father, doesn't make a difference. Okay, he does not weigh in on our issue. He does not argue whether it's Dafka, every older brother, or just the oldest. He doesn't say it, but again, the din does appear in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Tshuva Me'ava, commenting on that in the Shulchan Aruch, in the end of Tshuva Shin Ayin, in Chelek Beis, he says, Mirahu adin l'chol echav agdolim. These are all brothers. Uktsas Riley, and he brings the Rashi, and our parsha is a riot to him. The Shus Yaakov said it's not a riot. But the Shu Eva said it is a riot. Shimon Levi has Yisachuzu, lo ever dabbled, then Achim Agdoin. Kain Iron is Daiti. Okay, so he says, he says, he doesn't, the Shus Yaakov dismissed it. Well, it was just a general kind of respect. But Atzur Me'ava says, no, that's the din of cover for the older brother, applies to all the brothers. And Araya is it. That's why Yisachar Zun wouldn't have spoken in the presence of Shimon Levi, because they have the respect, that's a din. And then he refers to the Birka Yosef from the Chidah. Okay, who has an arichas on this in his commentary, and that's Simon in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Reish Mem, we said it was. So there, we'll move to finish up, the Chidah is a long piece in Simon, Sivkotin, Yud Zayin. He writes, V'da, the Bishar HaMitzvahs, Rabbeinu Ariza, Tzal, M'vur Behedi, L'chiv, Kavar Ach, Havi L'chol, Achiv HaGolim. He quotes the Arizal. The Kubalim held that it applies to all the older brothers. Okay, Humashmid of Arkadsho, Du'adin, L'chayev, L'chol, Echav Agdolim, even after the father died. And he also seems to say the Yesh Chiyuv Lechavel Achos Agdolim. Same thing with sisters. Right? Now, he then quotes in the Sefer Beis Lechem Yehuda. Beis Lechem Yehuda is printed on the side of the page of Shohar. Beis Lechem Yehuda, on this Sif, Sif Chav Beis, Hainu Gedol, he says the other way. Bechvod Achiv HaGadol, Hainu Gedol HaAchim. Only the eldest brother, Shemichnas Makom Av, Velo Lechol HaGadol HaGadol. And he quotes it from the Kavanos Ari. He also quotes on the Ari Zal. So now we have a Machokas, what do the Ari Zal say? The Berkei Yosef says, I saw the Beis Lechem Yehuda. Okay, Raisi says, "Who does a customer din zeh?" It says, quotes it. Okay, and he says, with due respect, Nuscha Mutesi. That his the Beis Lechem Yehuda's Nuscha and the Arizal is not correct. Okay, he says not correct, and he brings the Raya some manuscripts and so on and so forth, and it was some kind of a mistake, and I got it from a more authentic source, etc., etc. So he said the Arizal held it applies to all, and the Odi Sasvara Shechayv Chod Achos Agdola. Okay, and he brings also. He says the same thing applies to the sisters. That's the Birkei Yosef. And again, quite a little bit of a question of what did the Arizal say? So the Maisa, it's an open machokas really. Okay, everybody agrees. As I should say to Maisa, everybody agrees. The oldest brother, you have to. Okay, what can I say? I'm the oldest. You know, the question is, you have to have your answer. So we saw it's a machokas. What's interesting is. Well, this will finish. In the back of the Yoredeya, you have a collection of dinim. Let's see if it's in this edition. I think it should be. Yeah. There's a collection of dinim called Ikre Dinim. It was written by somebody by the name of Daniel Trani. Okay, Daniel Trani. So it's, what is it here? Hatsoir Daniel Trani. So it's called the Ikre Hadat. Not that with a tough pronunciation like an Israeli, Ikre Hadat, but it's a play on word Dat, Dalet Tes, that was his initials. Ikre Hadat, so it's called Ikre, or Ikre Dinim. So he has in the back of Yoredeya, in his own arrangement, collection of many the Dinim in Yoredeya, and he summarized what other people said. So Simon Chav Vav, he's talking about Kibbut Avayim, Simon Chav Vav, O Zion, he writes, even by honoring in-laws, not quite the same as honoring a father. Okay, that's a different thing. And he wonders, is there also, well, before we get to that, he also points out that if you hold that it's the son who's mamala makom of the father, so let's say the oldest son dies. So now the second one, he said, if that's the case, there everyone would agree you have to have respect for the second one. Because he's now the oldest. Whoever is now the oldest. Okay. But the question he raised at the end, if you're thinking, this whole discussion was a din in kibud, right? We know that when it comes to parents, there's two dinins, kavod and mora, right? It says you have to honor your parents, kavod is a vichimecha, and also ish imo vaviv tira'u, mora avayim. What's a din in kibud and mora? The Gemara Kiddushin explains that kibud is things you do that is positive for your parent. So the Gemara gives an example. You provide him with food, you provide him with drink, you help him go in and go out and so on and so forth. That, I would say active things you do for the positive, for the positive actions you do for the parent. Mora of a year of fearing a parent are things you avoid doing. For example, you don't sit in a chair that your father, his chair, okay? You don't contradict him. And so on. So we've been talking this evening about kibbut avayim and actually kibbut ach hagadol. Is there a din also of mora ach hagadol? Okay, because that pasuk doesn't have any extra vav. The kabed esavicha esimecha. We had the extra vav. They weren't ksubas darshan. There it just says ish imo vaviv tiro rashi's kedoshim. So it never says any. There's no extra vav to marbis. So the two come along. That's what the ikra dot wonders about. He's not sure. It just seems to me, though, and we'll finish with this, come back to full circle to the Rashi over there in Vayechi. For one second, one of the dinim is you're not supposed to contradict the words of your father. You don't, you don't say against what the father said, right? So that's in Mora Avayim. That's not Kibbutz. And Kibbutz is, I would translate it as performing services for the parent. And Mora is more in a sense of awe or reverence, not doing things which are disrespectful. Well, so the Ikra Dot has this question whether there's a din of Mora for Ach HaGadol also. Forget about Whichever way you look at it, only the oldest or all the older ones, whatever we said, it's a machlokes, fine. But the question is, we have to have mora. So it seems to me that the raya that the Teruah Me'ava said, that the Shus Yaakov brought it up, we rejected it. What was it talking about? It was talking about contradicting their words. Right? What do you say? Yisachar's woman wouldn't have contradicted the older brothers, Shimon and Levi. Right? So that sounds like that's mora. So if you learn it out from there, that's what Rashi is talking about, then well, maybe there's even a din of mora for the oldest or for the older brother as well. Remains a little bit unclear. Okay, I wish everybody a good Shabbos. Yeah.